Con el under $3 menu de McDonald's, un McChicken es solo $1.50. Resulta que ser el héroe de tu primita solo te cuesta $1.50. Por un McChicken, good deal. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's Football Full Circle on this Thursday, July 27th. I am Scott Wetzel alongside George Kurtz sitting in for Ben Stevens today as we talk about the world of football. And today, George, concentrate on the NFL camps opening up this week, the quarterback and running back position in particular, and what to do with some of the team's season win totals pertaining to those issues. News at a Jets camp. Well, we've been talking about the Jets a lot, haven't we, George, over the last 2 months, 3 months with the Aaron Rodgers stuff. Rodgers yesterday agrees to some, I don't know, idiotic contract. I can't believe the sources say he's given up $30, $35 million. I just refuse to believe that. And then the Jets are hosting Dalvin Cook for a visit this weekend, supposedly. So if he's freeing up salary cap space, maybe the Jets, this is the precursor to the Jets signing Dalvin Cook. What's going on, my friend?
Going well here, Scotty. Good to be here with you. And I would have to say that you're probably right. Why else would he do that? I mean, you know, I don't think the Jets are really desperate for Dalvin Cook, right? Breece Hall, Michael Carter. It's a good combination. We don't know what Breece Hall will be like year one after ACL. That's sometimes a two-year injury before you really become the same back you used to be. Or maybe it's just the Jets are gearing up. You know, they're going for it. Going for broke here. But you're right. If Rodgers was giving up $35 million, strange. Strange. I mean, he'll get it back eventually, which makes you wonder, I guess, maybe he will be there more than 1 year.
Yeah, the last time I heard an athlete give up or try to give up that kind of money was your boy Alex Rodriguez when he wanted to go from Texas to the Boston Red Sox. And the Players Association, if you remember, stepped in and said, no, Alex, I know it's your money. I know it's your contract. I know it's your life, but you're not giving up that money. And that put an end to that new deal with Boston, which he ended up then signing with the Yankees. So I some of this salary cap stuff is so far over our heads. I mean, it's just, and over everybody's heads. It's the Saquon Barkley thing is the greatest example in the world. 50 zillion articles, and I'm full prey to it as well. You know, I said it a zillion times as well. He can't sign a long-term contract. He's got to play in just a franchise tag. Then we find out that he actually can sign a new one-year deal. Now, not a two, not a multi-year deal, but he can sign a new 1 year. So there's so many rules and regulations to some of these things that we don't really know. But I just don't believe, George, anybody, I don't care who you are, is giving up $35 million. And that's kind of what they're that's what they're reporting, that he's going to go from $100 million over 2 years down to roughly $75 million. I don't buy it. I really don't.
No, there's probably something else involved there that we don't know. I don't see his agent allowing him to give up all that money anyway. So there's probably something going on there that missing out. Like I said, maybe it's a signing bonus. They're spreading it out, whatever it might be. I don't see Rodgers being the I don't mind. Take away $35 million out of my pocket. That's not the way it's been in the past. I don't see him doing that now.
Yeah. Dalvin Cook, you know, whatever he's doing, it is freeing up salary cap space. They are apparently bringing Cook in. It's funny. They said he flew in today and he's going to visit this weekend. And I'm thinking to myself, aren't we skipping a day? You know, unless they're including Friday as this weekend. But it seems to me if you're flying in on a Thursday, wouldn't you be meeting with them on a Thursday? Or, okay, maybe he gets a late flight. Wouldn't you be meeting with them on Friday? Or is Dalvin coming to New York to create a little, little celebration here and, a little vacation in New York City for a day, which would kind of scare me if I was a Jet executive. Like, is that why he wants to come to New York? Because he wants to hang out in New York City? I don't debt. Well, you know, I like these little quirky things, George. That's what happens when you're married with three kids. And, you know, you go a little bonkers here. But why is the guy flying in on a Thursday and not meeting with the club until Saturday? If that was the case, why wouldn't you just fly in on a Friday? You got nothing better to do with your life than sit around New York City? Or East Rutherford?
The agent's probably throwing it out there, by the way, to get some business going. Hey, going to New York, we'll spend a couple of days here. Good chance you're going to sign. Yeah, if you, you got something you want, if you want it, you better put it out there on the table. Let's go. I think it's more agent-driven than anything else. Hey, listen, maybe he's going to see a Broadway show on Friday, Scott. Okay.
Very overrated. He's overrated, by the way.
He's a Met fan. He's going to go see the Mets. Yeah. I don't know what to tell you. It is strange, though, to waste a couple of days.
Yeah. Broadway plays very overrated. I used to work at a radio station here on Long Island, where if you got the microphone's flag, the station's mic flag on TV or in the newspaper, then they would give you free tickets. They had a deal with Broadway plays. They're one of the sponsors, and they'd give you two free tickets, right? So I was covering the Jets and the Giants and all those things, you know, back then. So I was getting literally a pair every week. We saw about four or five. I couldn't take it anymore. And this was even when I was dating, so I was trying to be nice to the wife. Just absolute, like, fifth-grade entertainment. If you think Broadway plays are anything special, you are absolutely delusional. But anyway, do they need Dalvin Cook? You know, does anybody need Dalvin Cook? Crazy to say, George, for a guy who ran for, you know, well over 1,000 yards last year. But it goes back to what we've talked about, you know, over the last few weeks here. This running back position, you know, he's being linked to the Dolphins as well. The Dolphins have some pretty good running backs. Raheem Mostert did come out the other day and say he would be welcome to Dolphin camp if he came in. But you don't need, I mean... It's crazy to say, but you have other guys that are basically the same. And I got a feeling this guy's going to be asking for $8, $9, $10 million. And most clubs aren't willing to do that. Maybe the Jets would, but I wouldn't waste that salary cap space when you got a guy like you said, Breece Hall, already there, and you can throw in a secondary guy. So breaking it all down, we'll take a look at the other quarterback positions, other running back spots, some over-unders as well, right here at Football Full Circle.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It is Football Full Circle on this Thursday, July 27th. Here's truly Scott Wetzel, along with George Kurtz, filling in for Ben Stevens today, talking a little NFL. So we got Aaron Rodgers taking a significant pay cut. We got Dalvin Cook going to New Jersey to visit the New York Jets. And then we got Tyreek Hill, George, saying that he's going into the Hall of Fame as a Miami Dolphin, not a Kansas City Chief. And, you know, I would say that's a little presumptuous on his part. You know, it's good to have some confidence, and no problems with that, I suppose. But to say he's going to be a Hall of Famer, I don't know if I'll just say he retires. Let's just say he quits tomorrow. Is Tyreek Hill an NFL Hall of Famer?
I'm going to say no, not yet. And this would have been 20 years ago. The answer is probably yes, but the game has changed, right? He's got 8,340 yards of receiving, almost 600 receptions, 63 touchdowns. If he retires tomorrow, it's not going to be there. But by the time he does, let's take all the off-the-field stuff out of it. It doesn't seem to be as big a problem in the NFL as it is in other sports as far as getting in with off-the-field stuff. He'll be over 10,000 yards, right? Maybe even well over. So maybe 80, maybe 90 touchdowns, maybe even 100 he'll get to. I don't think so, but maybe. And you're talking close to 1,000 receptions. So, yes, he's probably right that he will be a Hall of Famer once he retires. But if he retired tomorrow, I would say no.
Right. Yeah, he's been in the league 7 years now. He has 8,300 yards, 8,340 to be exact, 63 touchdowns, only 2 years out of those seven with 10 touchdown receptions or more. In fact, only three with more than seven. which I, you know, if you would have said, all right, the guy's played with Patrick Mahomes and Tua Tags for the bulk of his career, how many times has he had, you know, 8 touchdown receptions or more in a season out of those 7? I probably would have guessed 5 at worst, if not 6, if not all 7. And yet it's only 3. He had 9 2 years ago, 15 3 years ago, and then 12 5 years ago. We've seen some of these guys. Julio Jones comes to mind. DeAndre Hopkins is another guy that some of these guys just don't score a lot of touchdown passes. As much as they throw the football, George, you think these guys would all be getting 10, 12, 15 touchdown receptions, and it's really not the case.
Yeah, I think a lot of that's because they're not the main choices inside the red zone, right? Someone like Tyreek Hill, a speed burner, his speed is is negated somewhat once you get in the red zones. The field shrinks. You know, not as much area for those receivers to offer the defenders to cover here. I'll never understand Julio Jones. It was a big guy who you think would be an excellent red zone presence. Why they never used him, I have no idea. But Tyreek Hill, I can sort of understand why he wouldn't be the biggest red zone presence.
Yeah. I remember having the discussions. You know, I'd had him on a fantasy team and the dopey Falcons. They would be first and goal from like the 10-yard line, 5-yard line, and he wouldn't be in the game. It's like not only aren't they throwing him the ball, they weren't even putting him in the game. It's like, what are you doing? But, yeah, you would have thought he would have been perfect one. So Tyreek, career, he's got 76 touchdowns. That puts him 80th all time. I guess he has a bunch of rushing touchdowns. So that puts him 80th. He would need a bunch of more years. But, you know, as a Dolphin fan, again, I don't mind a guy having a confidence boost, you know, to charge yourself up, but he said a few things now this offseason. You know, he wants to set the Dolphins record, or the NFL record, excuse me, for receiving yards this year. He wants to, you know, be a Hall of Famer. You know, and a lot of I don't hear I want to be another Super Bowl champion, you know, with that stuff. I don't exactly know why, but we're not getting the team stuff out of Tyreek. We're getting the individual stuff, but not the team stuff, which is a little concerning.
You're kidding me. Another player is an IME guy? Oh, you don't say.
Yeah, shocking. I know, shocking.
You don't say. No, I'm not. Listen, is he going to get suspended? That's another fair question to ask here.
Right.
Yeah, with his he just pleaded guilty. They came to an agreement about the guy he hit, right? So you got to think that's going to be affected here. I guess with the new CBA, Goodell's not quite as crazy as he used to be, but this could easily be a 2-game suspension, 4 at most.
Yeah, and you wouldn't want that, obviously, as a Dolphin fan. Just some of these guys. But if he suspends him for 2 games, then the Alvin Kamara situation, you know, that means
he's going to get it. He's definitely getting suspended. That's no matter how many games.
Right. 4 or 6, I would think. I don't know how the guy didn't get thrown in jail. I really don't. I mean, you're right. It's on video. They're beating the hell out of the guy because he wanted to go on an elevator with his posse. I mean, are you kidding me? Really? I mean, that's what life is. I'm so big and so important that I can't have anybody that I don't know on my elevator. Unbelievable. Jim Irsay, Colts owner this week. NFL running back situation, which we've been talking about quite a bit with Barkley and Josh Jacobs, right? We've negotiated a CBA that took years of effort and hard work and a compromise in good faith by both sides to say now that a specific player category, i.e. running back, wants another negotiation after the fact is inappropriate. Some agents are selling bad faith. I don't know about all that rhetoric, George, but running backs are screwed. They're not changing things just for the running back position. They're locked into this contract for several more years. And, you know, whether you're Josh Jacobs wanting a big-time first-year contract, I guess, and do what Barkley did and get up to $6 million, $6 million more, or it's just, you know, he's just so upset he's going to stay away from Raiders camp as long as he possibly can. But the running back position, it just is what it is. There's just too many good running backs, and even the best ones, even the Dalvin Cooks, who I consider one of the best ones, right? Even he is not that much better than these other players to the point where you would think, you know, pick any other sport and pick the top, top center, top forward and or guard in the NBA, top outfielder in baseball. If they became unrestricted free agents, every single team in the world would be going after them. But not the case for running backs. Just isn't.
Yeah, so much to hit here, right? The overview, running backs get screwed. They just, I mean, you said it. Even the best ones aren't that much better than the other ones. So they're just getting screwed here. And their shelf life is so short before they're just not that great player anymore anyway. You know, with all the collisions they get into here. It's a passing league, not a running league anymore. It's not the league you and I grew up in as far as how football is played here. Irsay, shut up. No reason for you to say anything. None. Right. You're just inflaming things here. All right? You won the battle. Hell, you've won the war. And the new CBA, it kills running backs here. And I'm sure he has something to say because it's his running back. It's also might hold out in Jonathan Taylor. You know, see, that's got the same problem here. Barkley, I'm pretty sure the next time they have that running back Zoom call, which they had last Saturday night to discuss the problem, you're not getting an invite because you screwed everybody over with what you did.
Yeah.
All right, I mean, just signing that. Why did you sign that? No reason to sign that. You know, you screwed everybody over. You didn't have the stomach to hold out. Or the stomach to, you know, not report the training camp, but you really wanted to be there with the boys, whatever. Yeah, but you didn't know. That was just, wow. Can't believe you signed that contract. But Jake is probably going to do what he should do. He knows he's not getting any more money, you know, at least, or maybe minor money. Mm-hmm. But he's going to say, hey, you know, you didn't pay me? I told you I was going to report the camp. Guess what? I ain't reporting. He's not getting fined. He's not signed. So he doesn't have to report. So he'll show up, the Tuesday before game one. I don't think he'll miss a game check. And that's what I expected Barkley to do, too. Don't miss a game check, but you got to make him pay some way. That's the only way you can make him pay under these rules. And yet Barkley signed anyway, screwing everybody over. I don't think Jacobs will do that. I think he will. I said hold that. It's not a holdout. He's unsigned. I don't think he'll report to camp until money is threatened, which I think is the Tuesday before game one.
That is kind of funny, George. You know, when you think about it, they hold this players, running backs only, I imagine, you know, a phone call or whatever on the computer. They all get together. They're all going to strategize on what we could do, what we need to do to get more money for our running back position. All right, we're all gung-ho. They probably end up the conference call. Okay, we're going to get the owners. And then, like, basically the next day, Barkley just folds his cards and says, all right, where do I sign? Just give me a little incentive for just a couple of more dollars instead of that no way in the world he's ever going to reach. Oh, that is kind of funny. All right. Speaking of the running backs, Ravens have themselves a running back. And let's take a look at the quarterback position. Three different categories. First one, who takes the next step? That's next. Football Full Circle.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It is Football Full Circle on this Thursday, July 27th. Scott Wetz along with George Kurtz today, filling in for Ben Stevens as we talk a little NFL. Quarterback, the position that we all know, probably the most important position in any sport. So I've put about five or six guys in three different categories, George. Let's have some fun today. First category is who takes the next step? Got five quarterbacks. You tell me, you know, which one. We'll go through each one, but which, you know, tell me what you think of their future because they're all kind of in make or break years. We'll start with Justin Fields of the Chicago Bears. First year, okay, well, you know, every rookie quarterback gets a pass. Second year, last year, throwing for 2,200 yards. He ran for 1,000, but as far as throwing the football, he couldn't, you know, he couldn't hit water if he threw it from a boat. So he's Bears total this year, 7.5, which is a big jump from last year. Third year, you know, kind of a make or break. Is Justin Fields worthy of the number one pick that he was, or first round pick, you know, a couple of years ago, or is he going to turn into a bust?
Justin Fields. Now, listen, they've never given him a lot to work with here. All right, he's had to do it pretty much all by himself with his athletic ability, and we know he can run. It's always dangerous because, well, when you run that much, I just don't think you're ever going to play 17 games. You add DJ Moore, right? Clay's pool, you got mid-season last year. We'll see what he can do. You just paid Cole Kmet. So you are starting to add around him. We like that. I mean, I think he is going to have his best year to date this year. I do expect that. I know that's not saying much. You know, as far as pass throwing the ball, he hasn't really done anything yet. Right, first 2 years, yeah, we're talking, barely threw for 2,300 yards last year. I think he'll surpass 3,000 this year. I don't think he'll get the 4,000. No, I just expect better, Scott. I think it's a slow progress yet. I don't think it's all his fault. I think it's part of the coaching staff, part of the talent around him. So I expect more than DJ Moore still will help. But where's his number one? You know, where's his guy? Why don't they have that there for him yet? That's what concerns me, where they don't have that guy. I like DJ Moore. He's not a number one, but I do like Moore. They're getting there, but they're not there yet. So I think he will be better, but not what he could be, not yet.
How about do they go from 3 wins to 8? That's a big jump. I mean, we've seen teams in the NFL. You get an easier schedule 1 year, and you look a little bit better than what you really are, and you come back to earth and vice versa when you get a tougher schedule the next year. But are the Bears capable of going from 3 wins to 8 wins with an overplay on 7.5?
Well, you look at their division, right? Packers, Vikings, Lions. Boy, can they split there? Can they get 3-3? I kind of don't think so. You know, I think they can split with Green Bay. I think you can take one from Detroit and Minnesota. I'm going to give them 2 wins there. I think they'll go 3-4 inside the division. I think they can beat Tampa Bay. You know, so that's 3. Kansas City, no. Denver could be a problem. Washington, not easy. Vegas. Man, there's not too many games. You look at their schedule going, okay, yeah. They do have Arizona later. I think 8's asking a lot. I think they will be better, but not, you know, you won't really, it could be a 7-10 team, but they are better. You know, that sort of thing here. There's no way I would bet the over. I'll tell you that way. If you think they are, I'm not betting that over. I lean towards the under still. I didn't bet it. I'm not going to, but I lean the under.
Yeah, me too. And then here's your quintessential question. Will Justin Fields be the starting quarterback for the Chicago Bears in 2024?
Yes. Yeah, because... Yeah? Yeah, because they're not. They're gonna have. Like I said, I think they're gonna come close to that 8 wins. So they're not gonna have a top 5 pick, you know. So they have to trade up for it. I think Fields will be better, or once again, it won't be his fault. Got to build around him. So I'm gonna say yes. Yeah, I think he will be a starting quarterback next year. I don't really have much doubt about that. Without an injury or something weird happening, I'm gonna say yes. He is a starting quarterback.
All right. I'm not so sure. If he were to struggle again. Tough selling season tickets. We've sat through this for 3 years, and he hasn't had a winning record. What makes year number 4 going to be any different? Maybe, but I don't think it's a slam dunk. How about Kenny Pickett, Pittsburgh Steelers? Second year, showed some promise last year. Helped him get to 9 wins. Not all of him. Started midway through the season. Didn't look great, didn't look horrible. Steelers win the total this year is 7.5, which is surprising since they got 9 last year. Threw for 2,400 yards, only 7 touchdowns, though, and 9 interceptions. Kenny Pickett, is he going to get better or is he going to regress?
I got to tell you, I'm not a huge Pickett guy. I'm just not. And he's got some weapons, once again. All right, solid running back in Najee Harris. Nothing special, but solid. We know Deontay Johnson's a good wide receiver. Pickens last year. You signed Allen Robinson, too. We'll see what he can be. Frymuth's a good tight end. You drafted Darnell Washington. I mean, I just have my doubts about Pickett. It's not so much the offense itself. I think the offensive line could use some help, but it's not so much that. It's Pickett himself. Can he be the guy? You know, and I just don't know, Scott. I mean, the numbers, blah. You mentioned 2,400 yards last year, 7 touchdowns, 9 picks. Okay, you're a rookie. All right, I get it. You're an older rookie, by the way. Remember, he's 24 years old. This is not a 22-year-old for whatever it's worth there. You know, I think this guy is gonna, at best, everything was as a game manager. You know, that sort of play. Never a star. You know, never a guy, not going to be on too many Sunday night highlight shows throwing the ball for 400 yards. Not the way he is. He's a guy that eventually may not lose you games, but may not win you them either. He's going to need help around him. He's not going to be that guy that lifts everybody up to a W.
All right. And again, is he the starter 2024?
More than likely. I don't think they would give up on him after 2 years. You know, I don't, like I said, Fields, I feel very strongly is. I think, hey, if he wasn't going to be the starter, they would have made that decision after last year when they could have had anybody they wanted. As far as in the draft here, Pickett's a little different. I think I'm going to say yes, but I expect more competition for him next year. You know what I'm saying? I'm not Mitch Trubisky and Mason Rudolph. I expect there to be legitimate competition for the number one job, assuming he has the year that I expect him to have, which is, you know, solid, but nothing great. Anything that's not to worry, there's no upside here. So I'm going to say yes, but he'll have somebody there with him.
Yeah. Doesn't help his cause that you're in a division with Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, and Deshaun Watson. And if the Steelers go, you know, 9-8, 8-9 in that range, like they figured to do, their win total was 7.5. I don't know if they would just go into next year saying, okay, well, we still believe in Kenny Pickett. It's a lot of obviously what he shows this year, which is, you know, why we're discussing it. How about Mac Jones? Third year for New England. First year, terrific. Patriots got themselves another quarterback. It's unbelievable. They're so lucky, blah, 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 blah. Fell in the draft right in their lap. Last year, not quite so well. Only 8 wins. Bill Belichick finishes under 500, 8-9. Win total this year, 7.5. Is Mac Jones the quarterback that's going to be there? For, you know, we'll throw in the first question and the last question combined. You know, is Mac Jones going to take that next step and be good? And will he actually be the starting quarterback in 2024 for the Patriots?
Well, this always comes down to who do you blame for last year? Was it the offensive coaching staff? You know, was that the problem there? He didn't really have that. Now he's got that this year. They don't believe in giving him weapons, right? I mean, how is Hopkins not on that team? I mean, Smith-Schuster, yay, at number two. Parker, yay, at number two. Your tight ends are really nothing special here. They're solid, but nothing special. Now, Stevenson, maybe, but we already saw running back, and he's not a top-notch running back here. So I think it's a lot of issues here. If you want to tell me about Mac Jones, you got to give him somebody to throw the ball to. You know, almost everything I said about Pickett applies here, with the exception I think Mac Jones has more variables. He's going to have some big games, and he's going to have some terrible games. Yeah, where he can't hit the broadside of a barn. So it's going to be up and down with him. I think it's very inconsistent. Next year will be... He's another guy I don't think is anything special. I just don't. It'll be year three next year, so they'll pick up his will they pick up the option there? That's the question. I think he'll be the starter next year, but that'll be it. I think it's the same with Pickett. He'll have somebody else there, but they won't pick up that option. I don't think they'll pick up. I think they are going to have to move on eventually from him.
Yeah. Stuck in Mediocresville up in New England. Boy, how about that? How about Desmond Ridder for the Atlanta Falcons? Little surprise. In fact, I'm a lot surprised that the Falcons didn't make a run for one of these veteran quarterbacks that were out there. Maybe draft a guy, but they didn't use a second or third round pick on Ridder 2 years ago. But he wasn't very good. Started 4 games. They did go 2-2, but he threw 2 touchdown passes in 4 games, and that was against Tampa Bay when Tampa Bay wasn't even trying. Otherwise, the other 3 against Arizona, Baltimore, New Orleans, he didn't throw any. No interceptions, but Desmond Ridder, the quarterback of the future for the Atlanta Falcons, or are we going to see another guy by the end of the year for Atlanta?
Well, they must think so, because like you, I thought they would have gotten somebody. I thought they would, but then again, they passed on that before. Yeah, when you drafted... they passed when you drafted Kyle Pitts, right? They could have taken a quarterback there, which I thought they should have. They believe it. They must believe in Ridder. They must like what they saw. Because like you, man, I would have taken a quarterback. You know, he's got the running back now, Bijan Robinson, who should be great. You got Drake London. All right, so you got to go. I don't like much what you have after that, but you got Drake London. Kyle Pitts, well, we'll see. You know, that's another we'll see if he's going to be that guy here. They must believe. We haven't seen enough. I don't know how anybody outside of Atlanta can make that determination. We just haven't seen enough to know if he's going to be the guy. I don't think he is, personally, you know, from what I've seen so far. But unless they bottom out this year, I imagine he will be the starter next year. But once again, could be with a better veteran to push him, rather than Taylor Heineke, who's there right now. But if you're asking me, do I think he's a future, you know, franchise quarterback for the team? No.
Yeah, I don't see that. He would be the one out of those 4 that I think has the least chance of being the starting quarterback in 2024. All right, who resurrects his career and can it continue next on Football Full Circle?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back. It is Football Full Circle on this Thursday, July 27th. Yours truly, Scott Wetzel, along with George Kurtz today, filling in for Ben Stevens as we talk a little NFL, going over some of the team totals, and throwing in a little quarterback talk. You can never talk NFL quarterbacks too much. So we talked four quarterbacks, George, who are in line to kind of make it or break it type of years. Justin Fields, Mac Jones, Kenny Pickett, and Desmond Ridder. Maybe pick it to the lesser extent, but who resurrects their career? Got the 6 guys who are on the cusp of maybe just being bounced out of the league, or at least no longer really being considered a terrific quarterback, like they all have been for the most part at some point in their careers. Let's start with let's go with Deshaun Watson of the Cleveland Browns. Barely played the last 2 years, right? We know all his off the field stuff. Played a bunch of games last year. The rust was clearly there. I'm going to give him a pass. I've always been a Deshaun Watson supporter, at least on the football field anyway. I thought he got a raw deal down with the Texans. Last time he played, they win like 2 games, and then he got suspended. So it's been a long time since he's played winning football. Real long time. Not necessarily a make or break year, but not much is expected from the Cleveland Browns. Everyone's talking Baltimore Ravens, Cincinnati Bengals. We know all the teams in the AFC. Hardly anyone mentions the Browns outside of, they could be good, which is rare for Deshaun Watson. There was a lot of hype with those Houston Texan teams. So it's kind of like he's either got to be the old Deshaun Watson, or if he's just another mediocre quarterback, then the Browns are stuck with him and they'll be, going in purgatory, 9-8 over the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years. So Deshaun Watson, we getting the Watson from a few years ago, or we getting the Watson that is no longer a top-notch quarterback?
Well, he's certainly not somebody I'm rooting for. With all his off-the-field antics, I sort of hope he crashes and burns. Not the best human being on the planet. Being said, we're talking football here. So on the field, I certainly expect him to be better than what he was last year. All right, you don't play football for a year, you're not going to come out and be great. I mean, I love people think that, by the way. All right, yeah, it's that easy. Where you can miss a year or two and you'll be fine. It doesn't work out that way. All right, he has all the weapons he should need here. All right, Nick Chubb might be the best running back in football. Christian McCaffrey, I get it, but I'll go with Nick Chubb anytime as well. Now, I do worry about their receiving core a little bit. All right, Elijah Moore, can he be that guy? With Cleveland, he was with the Jets. We showed flashes, then just burned out real quick. So let's see what he can do now. Playing with Deshaun Watson, People Jones is a solid 3. Tillman, Goodwin, whatever. Njoku, I think, is a better tight end than we give him credit for. The defense has to, doesn't need to be locked down, but should be solid. Should be pretty good here. So I like what they have here. I do. That being said, it's a rough division. You expect Cincinnati to compete for the trophy, right? Baltimore, almost the same thing. Pittsburgh, I'm not a big fan of. So there's a lot to go on here. You need to be good. He needs to be good, or else they won't get to where they want to get to. So I do like him. How's he going to handle those Cleveland winters? It's tough. It's not easy to throw the ball there. This ain't Houston playing in a dome. You're playing outdoors here. I do wonder how that works. When you're playing. That being said, I'm looking at their schedule here. My God, ain't got a lot to worry about. You play Chicago, Houston, the last 2 are Jets to Cincinnati. So the schedule is not brutal at the end here. I like the team. I think they'll be there for the wild card. I think Deshaun Watson will play better. Will we see the Watson we saw in Houston? Scott, I don't think we'll ever see those numbers against him because of the weather itself. And I don't think he has the weapons anyway. Amari Cooper, when he plays, is very good. But he's not always healthy with 17 games. There are games where he'll play, and yet he's just not. That sort of thing, which I guess would annoy Dallas immensely with him. So I think they'll be in the playoff hunt. They might get a wild card. Do I think they're a Super Bowl team? No.
Yeah, this Browns team and him, out of all the quarterbacks, and there's a lot that you just don't know that we're going to go over here, but Watson's the one to me that just, I don't, like you said, I thought he was so good, but last year, he didn't really show a whole heck of a lot, only 7 touchdown passes in 6 games, which for the NFL is nothing. Didn't throw for 300 yards, highest was 276, only threw for 200 twice in those 6 games. So it's not even like he was anywhere close. Now, I might be willing to write that all off, but it's just, it's a weird situation. Like I said, then he sat out the year before, so it's really been 3 years since he's played a full season. And even that, he was winning, you know, 2-3 games, whatever it was, for the Texans. So it's kind of a, you know, weird situation. Over under for the Browns, 9.5. Do I think they're going to be a 10-7 football team? I don't. I don't. It's not a major play, but 10-7 in that division, with all six of those division games all going to be wars. I'm going to go on the downside because it's Cleveland. How about Russell Wilson, Denver Broncos? Can't be any worse, right, than last year. I mean, that was just an embarrassment. I mean, it was so bad. We got Sean Payton making fun of Nathaniel Hackett in the papers today, saying how bad of a job he did, and everyone takes blame, and last year was just a complete joke, which it was, but you don't generally hear one head coach rip another head coach. Wilson was part of the problem, you know, married now. And everything else, he's got all these other distractions. He's got his huge contract, over under 8.5. I do think he's going to bounce back, and I do think this Denver team's going to be really good. I'm going to buy into Sean Payton, but what about you with Russell Wilson?
Well, you already said he can't be any worse. Okay, so the arrow has to be pointing up. Can Sean Payton get the best out of him? I don't think he will ever going to see Russell Wilson what he used to be. I don't, like I said, I think that those days are gone here. But I think he will be better than what he was. It just has to be, by the way. It was awful last year. Now, once again, another guy, Javonte Williams. He's going to be there. You know, but sort of like a Breece Hall. We may not see the best of him till year two. You got Samaje Perine. I think they'll be okay. Judy, Sutton, Patrick, you know, Hamler. Once he's back, I mean, that's pretty nice. Tight end. Okay, can Dulcich do it again? Ayo. I'm not trying to pronounce that last name. Of Oakley, whatever.
Right.
Ayo.
Yeah.
He was supposed to be the big thing last year, right? The big guy who was going to break out, and that didn't happen. But Dulcich sort of saved their bacon there. Offensive line is average at best. Yeah, but I don't know if Russell was trying to do too much last year. He was too big for his britches last year, whatever it might be. He had his own office. We heard lots of different little stories here. But, man, he was bad. He missed wide open receivers. That he just, you can't miss. You have to see that. You know, so strange. I think he will be better, but not the guy we used to see out of him. But, well, if you took a fantasy-wise, I think he'll be a quarterback two for you. You know, in fantasy, he'll be a quarterback one anymore. But I think he can still be serviceable. The problem is, man, another rough division. You're not better than Mahomes. You're not better than Herbert. You know, you are better than Garoppolo. So, you know, that's about as far as I can give you there. But he will be better than he was. But I don't think he'll ever be worth what they paid for him in the trade.
Over 8.5 or under?
Oh,
I'm
God.
Going over. I'm going over.
You're going over. You have that much faith in him, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
And if I give
that's
you
9-8.
Three wins in this division, which I think is behind.
Right.
Right. You could beat Washington. You're not beating Miami. Okay. You could beat Chicago. No. Maybe. 6. No. Another maybe. 7. 8. Well, they're right on the cusp. I mean, there's a lot of games there that I'll give them the game versus New England. I think they're better than the Patriots. I'll give you, they play Houston, of course. I'll even give you Chicago. I'll give you Washington. You know, but and those none of those are locks, by the way. I mean, are you going to be able to beat the Lions? You know, I think Lions are a good team, and it's in Detroit. I don't think that's easy at all. Minnesota, Buffalo, I think I gave you Green Bay. You got to beat Green Bay at home there. Yeah. You play the Jets. I don't know. This is another one. I'm not betting it. I think they've got it right. For me to bet an over-under, I look at it this way. I know looking at the schedule, by the way, is kind of bunk. Because what we're looking at now, these things change. You had a couple of injuries.
Right.
And, you know, all of a sudden, you want to play Detroit, right? But we have to look at it now. That's what we have to do for our futures here. So if it's over 8.5, for me to bet the over, I need to get the 10. And I don't get the 10. For me to get the under, I need to get the 7. I need to get 2 down. Yeah,
right.
With the hook. It's a game and a half here. And I have it right at 8. So I'm leaving this alone. I'm not betting it.
I like the over. I think they get 10. I think they can. I think they can split with Kansas City. I think they could split with the Chargers, and I think they could win 2 against the rival Raiders. So I'm going to give them 4.
4-2 in the division.
Yeah. How about Ryan Tannehill?
That's asking a lot. I'll give you 3. I'm not giving you 4. I can see 2.
How about Ryan Tannehill, Tennessee? You know, Titans draft quarterbacks the last 2 years. So they clearly are looking to, like, turn the page on this guy. Injured second half of the season. Tennessee's season falls apart. They don't make the playoffs. They're playing quarterbacks that have been in camp for less than a week. Over under 7.5. I'm a big believer in the Titans and in Tannehill bouncing back, resurrecting his career.
I'm kind of with you here. So this is a football team, right? They're built as a football team. I think, once again, Henry's a huge he has to be healthy for this team. And he has to be Derrick Henry. He takes the pressure off everybody there. You added Hopkins, and you added him in plenty of times so there. It should be enough time to get some chemistry going there. We're hearing nothing but great things about Treylon Burks, right? That he's finally, as we get with a lot of year two wide receivers, they should be much better. So I do kind of have faith in Tannehill to be that guy again. Not that he was ever great. He was never great. But to be, an NFL quarterback. Not someone you can rely on so much. So, yes, I think Tannehill will be that guy as well. I think this will be a much better team with the Titans. I don't know if they're going to be challenging for the division title, though I don't think they'll disappear either as far as that's concerned here. But I do like this team. I love the coaching staff. I think it's one of the best in the game here. So I'm going to say yes, I do have faith that Tannehill will turn it around.
All right. Here's an interesting one. Baker Mayfield. He's with Tampa Bay now. He's battling Kyle Trask for the starting quarterback job. I mean, three years ago, first of all, the guy's the number one pick overall. He's going to be the savior for the Browns, leads the Browns to the playoffs, knocks off Kansas City. And the future is there. He's doing TV commercials, everything else, right? And all of a sudden, he's battling Kyle Trask with Tampa Bay for the starting job. And he's, through Carolina, through Cleveland, and maybe his career is really coming to a close. 6.5 is your total for Tampa Bay. Baker Mayfield, does he resurrect his career? Still got some decent wide receivers there to throw the football to, but a team that went only 8-9 last year with Tom Brady.
Well, you're sort of hitting there. If not, he's got no one to blame but himself. You do have Godwin. You do have Evans. So you have the receivers, right? Now, we know the offensive line is not as good as it used to be. All right, we saw that last year with Brady. All right, your running game, Rashad White, Keyshawn Vaughn, it is what it is, Chase Edmonds. It's probably average. Your tight end, not really, Kate Otten. So you don't have great weapons around you. They can't play any worse than they played last year. They did make the playoffs, by the way, but that's because the division was terrible, right? Division should be better this year. I guess I would say, what's the exact question you're asking here? Do I think he's going to resurrect his career?
Yeah.
No. I don't think he's going to be like, oh, wow, Baker Mayfield, what a signing by Tampa Bay. No, I don't. I think he'll have a solid season, but I don't think he'll be like, oh, well, he's Tampa's answer for the next 5 years. I think they know they probably got to look for another quarterback. I think this team is sort of in a weird transition phase after Brady now, right? I think they need to move on from a couple places here. And really build up this team. Devon White wants to leave here. One of the receivers wants to. I mean, a lot of moving parts here. No, I don't think he totally resurrects his career, but better than what he has been lately.
Yeah, Fournette is gone as well. Interesting, though. I think he wins the starting job, and I don't know if he'll be the starting quarterback, though, by the end of the year. Kind of like a Carolina part two for Baker Mayfield. All right, we'll close up shop next with a couple more quarterbacks we'll throw at you with over-unders as well. Football full circle.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back. It's football full circle on this Thursday. Wrapping up shop, Scott Wetzel with George Kurtz. And due to time restraints, let us fast forward in our programming, as they say in the business. So can it continue category, George? Instead of going individually, I'll give you four guys. You tell me the guy you think is going to carry on from what they did last year. Jared Goff, Detroit. Jimmy G with the Raiders, just because, has he been a product of San Francisco, or is he actually a really good quarterback? Geno Smith, Seattle, or Danny Nichols, as I like to call him, Danny Jones with the New York Giants. Which of the four who had nice years last year, some surprising more than others, can continue that and build on that for this upcoming season?
Man, it's hard not to like Geno Smith, what he has there. All right, I mean, that receiving core only got better, right? If I'm going to pick, yeah. If I can only pick one of these guys, I think I'm going Geno Smith. I mean, DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, Jackson Smith, the Jeeva coming out of college. Noah Fant, good running game, too. All the weapons are there. If I can only pick one, Geno Smith. I'll tell you one thing, the only person I really have doubts about is probably Jimmy G going to a new team. Now you got Devontae Adams here, but you got rid of Darren Waller. So he'd be the one I have the most doubts about. If I'm going to rank him, Geno, Goff, Danny Dimes, and Jimmy G. I don't really have much against Danny Dimes either, by the way. I think he will continue, but they have to keep running him. He has to be that running threat. If they don't, if they stop that because they're worried about him getting hurt, he'll deteriorate. He has to be that running threat, which means there's always going to be a threat of injury as well here. So Geno Famito, to answer your question, he's the one I have the most faith in. I love what the quarterback he's become here, and I love the weapons around him.
Yeah. The guy threw for nearly 4,300 yards, George. 30 touchdowns and only 11 interceptions. I mean, you talk about resurrecting your career like we had in that last category, right? I mean, this guy came out of nowhere. Nobody, and I'm the biggest Geno Smith fan in the world, and even I didn't think he was going to be that good. That's the, that Seattle team, you know, that they pushed San Fran. They were leading at the half in that playoff game. Maybe that would be your sleeper team out of the NFC. Great job, George. As always, we'll do it again, I'm sure, somewhere down the line. Have yourselves a great Thursday, everyone. Football Full Circle here on Sports Grid.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.